Here, when our Lord responds to his disciples this way, this is after the disciples have all left him because they've heard the saying, "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you shall not have life within you." And when they heard these words, they come to the conclusion, this is hard. How can we take this? They are looking at it all at a natural level, at the human level, as it were, the material. And our Lord is making the point, there is something much more here. Of course, our Lord in this discourse, as we've been following this week, was referring to the Eucharist. If we were to receive him in the Eucharist. So it is not cannibalism as they were all believing that he was speaking of, because he was saying, eat my flesh, drink my blood. At the material level, that's what it would appear to be. But in fact, as I said, it's something far more than that. There is the spiritual level. The Eucharist is our nourishment at the spiritual level. That's the sacrament that corresponds to our nutrition at the natural level. We have to eat and to preserve ourselves, to keep ourselves alive. So we also have to drink and eat on a spiritual level for our souls, and that's what our Lord is really pointing to here. In fact, he almost explicitly states it. Here, where the Spirit is the Spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. Remember, we, as human beings, are body and soul, spiritual soul. We have the material, but we also have the spirit. We are body and soul. They are meant for each other. And it is the soul that gives life to the body. Without the soul, the body is just dead material. It's dead. So our Lord says, it is to no avail. But with the soul, it's alive. You see? And it is because of the soul we are created in the image and likeness of God. And so our Lord here is speaking at that level, and this is what we must look towards always. It starts there. And thus, they all begin to turn away from him. But note then what happens. Our Lord turns to the 12, his apostles. Will you leave me also? And it is Peter who responds for all of them, once again. You have the words of eternal life. To whom shall we go? Actually, to whom shall we go? Where will we go? You have the words of eternal life. And he once again makes that profession of faith. We have come to believe that you are the Holy One of God. Even if we can't fully understand and grasp it, which we can't, it is revealed to us here. It is our faith. We believe. We must live what we believe. And leave the rest to our Lord to work through us. And here we celebrate one who understood that very, very well. St. Damien de Voister, St. Damien of Molokai, when he was a Sacred Heart father in Belgium, and when the request came for someone to go to Molokai on Hawaii, in Hawaii, he didn't hesitate to offer himself, and so was sent to Molokai to work among the lepers. Now this would have been quite repulsive for most of us. And to see these people who were rejected, isolated on this island because they had a disease that would wither away their bodies. But he went unhesitatingly, and where, and he stated himself, where he could not bring healing, physical healing to those people, he could certainly bring spiritual healing. He could bring to them, he could bring their souls to heaven. And he worked for that. For the 17 years he spent on that island, working among the lepers to the point he became one himself, but continued working so long as he had life within him. Thus giving up himself completely to the point of becoming one of those lepers himself. Sharing with them the misery they shared, yet bringing to them life, eternal life. He brought their souls to heaven. When we stop and reflect on that, on the spiritual level, you see, we have our sights on heaven. That's our end, not here in this life. This is only the passing. This is only passing. This is the pilgrimage. We're on our way to something far more, far greater than anything we can imagine in this life. That's what St. Damian sought to bring to those souls on Molokai. That's what we too must seek to bring to all souls entrusted to our care. Once we have grasped it ourselves, once we have it, how can we not want to share it with everyone? It's such a glorious thing, beyond our imagining. That's what we are being bidden to do. Pray for that for everyone, to live for that, and to bring that to all souls. Eternal life that comes to us through Christ. Praised be Jesus and Mary.